Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. July 17th. Two of those closest to me were newly recovering alcoholics. During the drinking years, I had become so enmeshed with them and their self-destructive behavior that I lost sight of the idea that I could be happy even if they were depressed. I could live a serene life even if they went back to drinking. The turning point in my Al-Anon recovery came when someone said to me, "You'll have to learn to make it whether the alcoholics do or not." From that day on, I tried to keep in mind that I had my own life and my own destiny. Once I began to separate my welfare from that of the alcoholics, I found it easier to detach from the decisions they made about how and where and when and with whom to conduct their lives. Because my fate, my very life, was no longer tied directly to theirs, I was able to accept them for who they were and to listen to their ideas and concerns without trying to exercise control. Thanks to Al-Anon, I can concentrate my energy where I do have some control, over my own life. Today's reminder. My time is too precious to waste living in the future or worrying about something over which I have no power. I am building a wonderful life for myself today. As I continue to practice putting the focus on myself, it is a relief to see I can let go of others' problems instead of trying to solve them. From the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.